Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland, and I feel like we're almost talking about bookends here. We've been spending the last hour and a half, talking about the Amazon facility maybe coming to Churchill. The other development that we want to talk about today is in the Hill District. It's actually, I said earlier, some people probably call it the Lower Hill. Others probably call it Uptown. The realities are it is that site. It is that piece of property where the arena used to stand. And it's been sitting there for a long time with everybody saying, what is going on? Well, guess what? We got some answers today from Dr. Kimberly Ellis. She is the Director of Community Arts and Culture. Welcome back. Oh, she's not here yet. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She will be joining us momentarily. She actually just texted me and said, hey, did the time change? So I know that she'll be here. So this is that space. You know, we've seen all kinds of drawings, all kinds of pictures, all kinds of plans, but it just seemed like nothing was gelling, nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, it's like a big celebration. Boom! It's here. It's coming. It's a done, well, I won't say a done deal, but it can now move to the next step, and that's exactly what I've already gave you a big grand introduction, Dr. Ellis. So welcome back on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
So this is a big deal. I mean, this has been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. There's been so many plans from other people that there were start and stops, all types of false starts. We're so happy this has come together.
So when we say this has come together, for those folks who didn't see or didn't hear, what is it that has come together?
Okay, it means that the Lower Hill redevelopment site, the 28 acres that it has been around and inclusive of the Civic Arena, will finally be redeveloped. What came together is the anchor tenant, First National Bank, the developer, Buccini Poland Group, for whom I am the Director of Community Arts and Culture, our primary investor, Clay Cove Capital, and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
And what this is going to encompass is almost a little bit of everything, correct? I mean, in terms of retail space, entertainment space, dining, it's a little bit of everything, yes?
Yes. There will be literally something for everybody. Buccini Poland Group is very well known across the nation for developing mixed-use developments, as well as they're into hospitality, hotels, and even creating luxury apartments and affordable housing. So they've done all of those things. And, the site is going to be for children. It's going to be for residents. It's going to be for those who live directly close in the new housing that will be built there. It's for anybody that's going to be in the office tower, the F&B office tower. It is for anybody that loves art. It's for anybody that wants to overlook the Cat Park. It's for anyone that wants to attend small events, large events, and the Festival Street, which is Logan Street.
Now, I know that there had been a lot of concern, and it may have been one of the reasons why this project moved along slower than many anticipated, was because there were concerns that the residents of the Hill District brought to the table. How were those resolved, if you can speak to that?
So the residents came out in support overwhelmingly. We had about 80% support at the Planning Commission. And they love the project, and more importantly, they love the fact that Hill residents are directly involved across this entire development, which is not just the developers, right? You have Marimba Alliance of the Hill CDC. You have Bomani House, who is the vice president of development for Buccini Poland Group. You have myself, Director of Community Arts and Culture for Buccini Poland Group. You have the URA. You have Deputy Director Diamante Walker. You have Janae Smith from E Holdings. You have Lakeisha Bird from Communion. You have Howard Graves, our architect. We are all involved, and we're all Hill residents. City Councilman Daniel Lavelle and State Representative Jake Wheatley. And On the Run Images, Rick Southers. There's 11 people that are directly involved in the site that actually live in the Hill District. And so we all have different positions across the city, but I love that part. I love it.
And so that really speaks to one of my core issues, and that is, we have to be at the table when decisions are being made. We can't come lately. We have to be at the table when decisions are being made. And it sounds like that's what you're saying happened.
That's right. And I have to truly, truly thank Councilman Daniel Lavelle for his leadership in making sure that Hill residents were hired across the table, that we were here at the table. You know, Bomani and myself, we have only been here for, this is our fifth month. You know, before that, they didn't have us. We were not here, all of us, actually. So it matters that you have people who are from the local community. We are more than qualified for our positions, and it matters that you have us involved. We needed to be at the table, for sure.
And last question, because I know you're on a tight timeline. When will we actually see? I mean, there's been a lot of stuff happening down there. Tell you what, Kim, can you give me like 3 more minutes? We'll take a quick break, get the traffic, and then I'll ask you my last question.
Yes.
You can do that, yes? Okay. All right, we'll do that. We've got on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline Dr. Kimberly Ellis. She has, as to use her words, was at the table for part of the discussion, for the last part of the discussion anyway, as we move forward with this Hill District development, lower historic. I will use your words, Kimberly, historic.
Yes, thank you.
So we've seen lots of activity going on down there, but now will we actually see like groundbreaking, like will the process, when will that start? And what is this, like a 5-year project or what?
Oh, it's actually a 10-year project, but because we passed the Planning Commission, you will see construction begin in June. You will see a street festival in August, and you're going to see a lot of activity very soon. And in fact, the First Source Center, that will be open in days. So Hill residents can go to the First Source Center and sign up to be the first to get these jobs and these opportunities. It's literally called the First Source for a reason. And the name actually comes from our previous community benefits agreement and our previous office. And so that old one was closed, and so a new one will be in the Hill House. And it is a part of one of the terms from Buccini Poland Group to actually open up the First Source Center and maintain it for the next 10 years at least. So we're delighted.
Okay, wait. So that opens when? That opens up how soon?
Literally in a matter of days. I mean, I want to say like within this next week.
That's what I thought you said. All right, so that's good news, and folks need to be aware of that, stay on top of it, and get down there. You physically have to come in, or is it all online? Do you know?
No, they. I think that there will be, you know, there'll be people there taking calls.
Okay.
And also, I want everybody to go to lowerhillredevelopment.com. And if you are a minority in women's business, you should contact diversity at eholdingsinc.com. And just send them your business information and your address and your email. They'll get right back to you.
All right. And you know what, Kimberly, I'm going to ask you to do this for me, if you don't mind. If you could just text me that information after we get off the air, and then I'll make sure we put it on our Facebook page as well.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, it's obviously going to be ongoing, but we appreciate you coming by today, and we'll stay on top of it. And you keep us in the loop. Let us know what's happening. It's exciting.
Yes, and it's
time.
Yeah, and I think that the building will be up in about 2.5 to 3 years. So that'll be when the first part will be finished, and then everything else will come after.
We'll roll out after that, but we can have a big party in 2.5 years. I'll take that. Dr. Kimberly Ellis, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you always, my friend.
Thank you, Lynn.
Have a good day. So, we'll get that information from her. She's going to text it to me. I'll make sure I put it on my Facebook page, Lynn Hayes Freeland, News Radio 1020. I'm also going to put the link for the Churchill meeting on my Facebook page as well, just so that we're all connected. There's no reason for anyone to say they don't have the information. We'll take a break and come right back.